VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 150 people have been killed in 24 hours of clashes in the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah. The Hodeidah resident reported an ebb in fighting around the city by Monday evening, but UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a possible catastrophic situation if the port is destroyed. The offensive has sparked an international outcry, unprecedented in nearly 4 years of conflict between the Houthis and the Saudi-backed government. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel. Israel responded with airstrikes on Gaza a day after deadly clashes on the Israel-Gaza border. Israeli officials say rocket fire wounded at least 10 people. They say in total there were about 300 rockets and mortar launches from Gaza, with some of the shells hitting houses. The human rights group Amnesty International said Monday it is stripping Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi of its top honor, because of what it called her failure to speak out about or halt grave atrocities against her country's Rohingya Muslim population. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Amnesty awarded the former pro-democracy activist and longtime political prisoner its top honor in 2009. Amnesty's Asia-Pacific advocacy manager, Francisco Bencosme, told VOA his organization is deeply disappointed in Aung San Suu Kyi for not forcefully speaking out for the Rohingya and other minority groups in Myanmar.
We gave her the award in 2009, in part because we felt, and it was our expectation, that as an ambassador of conscience, she would continue to use her moral authority to speak out against injustice around the world, but in particular in Myanmar.
This is VOA News. Afghan officials say at least 6 people were killed in a suicide bomb blast near a checkpoint in front of a high school in central Kabul on Monday. Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as IS Khorasan Province has claimed responsibility for the attack. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms his country has heard a recording provided by Turkey of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Saturday, Turkey's leader said he'd given recordings of the killing to some countries. The Canadian leader, however, is the first head of state to officially confirm that his country's intelligence has heard the tapes. But he told reporters in Paris that he personally had not heard the recordings and he didn't divulge any of the content.
An American non-governmental group says it has identified at least 13 undeclared bases in North Korea capable of hiding missiles. The Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies said the bases can be used to house ballistic missiles of various ranges. They're well hidden, indicating the North's determination to conceal its military abilities. The center said in a report Monday that its conclusions are based on commercial satellite imagery, interviews with North Korean defectors, and interviews with U.S. intelligence and government officials. The man who created Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, the Black Panther, and the X-Men, among others, has died. Marvel Comics artist Stan Lee died in Los Angeles at the age of 95 on Monday. Associated Press entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta looks back at his career.
Stan Lee said he kept an encyclopedia of Marvel Comics characters at hand because he created so many that he couldn't remember them all. He was the top writer at Marvel Comics and eventually its publisher. Lee was also the king of the cameo. He appeared in hundreds of Marvel films, TV shows, video games, and even the comics themselves. He joked in a 2007 Associated Press interview he should get an award just for that.
I'm hoping that eventually the Academy will have a category for Best Cameo of the Year.
The death of Lee's wife of 69 years in 2017 left a void that resulted in a struggle between would-be friends, lawyers, and advisors. In July, lawyers for his daughter were granted an elder abuse restraining order against Lee's former manager. The Vatican has told the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to delay any votes on proposed new steps to address the clergy sex abuse announcement, a crisis that is. The surprise announcement was made Monday at the opening of the U.S. Bishops' national meeting. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.